Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 30th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. A new report from South Korea's Mail Business News says that Samsung will reduce smartphone production by 10% in 2022, down to 280 million units, according to a Samsung electronics partner company. Analysts at Counterpoint Research expect sale volumes of mid- and low-price phones to be sluggish for Samsung. In related news, the China Academy of Information and Communications Technology reports that smartphone shipments in the country fell 30% in Q1 to 86 million units. The Universal Stylus Initiative maintains a certified products list for devices that support its third-party stylus standard. Google recently added a device to that list with the product name Tangor and the model simply listed as Tablet. The list does not make it clear if Google's announced Pixel-branded tablet will support USI when it launches next year, or if this is some other unannounced device. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman expects iOS 16 to feature an updated lock screen with widget-like capabilities included in wallpapers. The OS also reportedly includes future support for an always-on lock screen. Gurman also expects iPadOS to feature major changes to windowing and multitasking, with tvOS 16 adding more smart home tie-ins. A product manager from The Verge, Parker Ortolani, spotted two separate trademark filings for RealityOS filed by the company RealityO Systems LLC, with a foreign filing date deadline of June 9, 2022, a day ahead of Apple's WWDC. RealityO Systems lists the same corporate location that Apple has used in past years to file trademarks on macOS release names. Apple seemingly referenced RealityOS in App Store update logs earlier this year, and Mark Gurman reported ROS as a codename for the OS for the company's mixed reality headset back in 2017. Android police report that Twitter Circle began rolling out to more users after Twitter launched a smaller test of the feature earlier this month. Twitter Circle lets you share tweets viewable by designated accounts. Tether is most famous as operating the stablecoin USDT, which is pegged to the US dollar. But it also has EURT pegged to the euro and CNHT pegged to the Chinese yuan. And now it has a fourth as it launches MXNT pegged to the peso. Tether backs its coins with a mix of actual cash and easily liquidated securities. However, it's been criticized for not being as transparent with those holdings as other stablecoins have been. Netflix announced a new password sharing policy in Peru, Chile, and Costa Rica back in March, requiring users to pay extra for sharing passwords outside their home, but about one-third the price of migrating to a new account. Rest of World reports users experiencing a lack of clarity of what constitutes a household, with some users simply ignoring Netflix's warning messages with no consequences. Peru's Consumer Rights Agency said differing charges could be considered arbitrary user discrimination, but did not say if it had launched an investigation. The UK Cinema Association partnered with the digital ID firm Yodi to now accept digital IDs to enter age-restricted movies. The Yodi ID app lets users add in passport details and a current photo, showing an age-verified image that can be verified by movie theater staff. The Frontier supercomputer at the Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee became the first exascale supercomputer with a sustained LINPACK run of 1.102 exaflops a second. It overtook Japan's Fugaku supercomputer as the world's fastest and is faster than the other top seven supercomputers combined. Frontier uses 602,112 AMD Trento CPU cores and 4.6 petabytes of DDR4 memory. And finally, U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers denied Apple's motion to dismiss the antitrust lawsuit brought by the makers of the competing app store, Cydia. Apple argues the case fell outside of the four-year window to file antitrust suits, but Judge Rogers ruled that to the extent the plaintiff's claims rely on Apple's technological updates to exclude Cydia from being able to operate altogether, those claims are timely. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.